This is Reuven Levy. We're continuing our class on Gan Emunah, the Garden of Emunah. We were learning the last class, we were learning about the purpose of the world, our purpose in life. What are we here for? Big question. So the Zohar HaKadosh answers it by saying we're here to know Hashem. The reason we're here in this world is to know Hashem. That's our purpose. If you come into this world and you miss that bit, you missed everything. And if you got that bit, you got everything. The rest is window dressing. It's nice. Learning Shas is wonderful. But if you learn the entire Shas, you learn the entire Shulchan Aruch or the Poskim, it's very wonderful. You didn't get to know Hashem? You missed it, missed the boat. Get to heaven after 120, say sorry. It's very nice, you did great. Didn't miss the Ikkah. And so to the reverse. Someone who never learned Shas, never learned any great deep wisdoms of Kabbalah, but he got to know Hashem, the big tzaddik, fulfilled his purpose. So it bears giving some thought to what does this mean. It's not obvious. Zohar says to get to know Hashem. Right? The Aramaic begin the ishtoma odon le. Hebrew translation, bishvil sheyedu oto. In order that you will know him. That's it. That's the reason you came into the world, in order that you will know him. It deserves some contemplation. Each person can think about himself, what that actually means. It might take a lifetime to actually understand it. But in simple terms, in very simple terms, it means to have emunah. It means to know Hashem. Hashem exists, everything is him, and he's only good. Everything we're learning now is to know him, to know exactly who he is. What does that mean? I know that God exists. I know he runs the world. They told me he did, and I believe them. They also told me he's very good. I believe them too. So that's it. I'm finished? No. Because I don't know it. I know it. I hear. I agree with you. I'm not arguing. I accept it. But I don't know it. I don't know it inside. And that's the difference. Because it's one thing to know, to be told, and to accept the piece of information that someone just told you. Yeah, fine, great. Got it now. Done. Finished. You can go home. And it's nothing to actually know it inside. The panemiut, the internal knowledge, is what we're after. And that only comes through life's experience. That comes through all the tests that Hashem puts us through. And in those tests, I have to know Hashem is there. Not in the classroom. And not when I'm reading a book. That's easy. That's not a test. I don't need to come into the world in order to learn that from a book. 5 minutes. We're done. It's a life test to put that into practice. That's what it means to know Hashem. It means that even in those difficult places, like the downs, the dark places, the darkness, whatever you want to call it, places where we are struggling, in those places to know Hashem. Because Hashem is there. Hashem is everywhere. Shem is in the highs and he's in the low. It's not so difficult to see Hashem in the high. It can be difficult, it's not so difficult. You can still forget about him when we're on top of the world. But in the low places, where Shem does not appear to be here, that's where I need to find him. That's to know Hashem. Because if I have a whole section of my life where Hashem is just not in the picture, right, all the dark times, all the difficulties, all the stresses. In those places, I don't see Hashem. So then I'm not knowing Hashem in all of his ways. I'm knowing him in partly. I see Hashem in the Beit Midrash. I see Hashem when I'm davening, sometimes, if it's going well. But it doesn't mean that I know Hashem. Hashem wants me to know him in all of those places. Because that's him. To find Hashem in everything. How do we do that? One way of doing that is simply to look for the good in everything. We look for the good, then we just start to see Hashem. to try and find the good. Right? One of the most famous tours of Rabbi Nachman, Reish Pei Bet, Azamra. So always look for the good, even in wicked people. There is good in there. It has to be good. Because otherwise it wouldn't be created. Nothing can exist in the world. It doesn't have some good, some use. Even the Yetzer Hara, which is terrible and whatever, has good. Helps us to actually serve Hashem. Gives us has a good purpose. That's why it exists. There is good in everything. When we find the good, we find, so to speak, Hashem. Or even better, if we can see why this thing is good, and again we can find Hashem. A difficult situation, it's all black. If I can see God in it, then it's no longer dark. It's now like I switched the light on. Now it makes sense. Now it's clear. Now it's not a problem. What was problematic, what was difficult, what was absence of Hashem, now has Hashem in it. Why? Because I found him there. I brought Hashem into the world. I brought him into the darkness. And that's my job, and that's a huge thing, to bring Hashem into the world. That's what we're here for. I don't need to bring Hashem into the Beit Midrash, into the Beit Knesset, but probably I do these days. Because even there, it's possible that he's not there. No matter how much people fling their arms in the air and wave them around and make loud noises, davening noises, doesn't mean that they're praying necessarily. Could be. So that's knowing Hashem, and that's what we're here for. Here for Emunah. We're here to learn that Hashem is everywhere. To be put through tests and to see Hashem in all of those tests. Abarash writes, Yodiyah Zuhad Sha'adam Yodeyah Kolzeh Nikratu Emunah Shleimah V'Sameh V'Chilkoh. This knowledge of Hashem is called complete Emunah, and being happy with your lot, being happy with your share. What does it mean? So now Rabaris explains it with another expression, which also we need to understand, which is that this means anilom evin klum. I don't understand anything. Lo yodea klum, and I don't know anything. I'm just happy with what I have. Right, that's complete emunah. That's the expression of complete emunah. Right, right at the beginning of the book, we have already the answer, and then the rest of the book, we're going to try and get to there. Get to this position, this remarkable position of not understanding anything, of not knowing anything, of just being happy with the way it is. The ultimate tam, the ultimate simple, living life simply, that seems very foreign to us. Because we don't want to think that we know nothing, or even that it's good to know nothing. So it's a very foreign, it's a very jarring idea that I don't understand anything and I don't know anything. Because that seems to go against the grain. Like, that goes against everything they tried to teach me in school. Everything my parents tried to teach me, so to speak. Right? That's not the way we understand education, knowledge, and wisdom. Seems to be the opposite. It's very difficult for us to go with that. But that's going to be the ultimate route. And we're going to get there. Because a person who goes down the route of Emunah gets to that position. Right? It's not... A person can't go down the route of learning about Hashem and Emunah and skip that bit. There's another track, which is the knowledge track. I'll go down the wisdom being clever track and I'll get to the goal that way. We can't do that. It comes via this position. So we might not understand it now, but we're going to get to understand it. And how? I can't tell you how because I'm not there. But I can tell you a little bit of on the tracks that I have gone down. Is that when a person realizes that nothing they can do, that nothing that anyone can do, can help them, that they're completely, completely in the mercy of Hashem. Then they've reached this position, or they've reached, they're tasting this, that they know absolutely nothing. There's only Hashem. But to get to that place is very difficult. It usually means you have to be on the floor. You don't like being on the floor. Like mamash on the floor, with your nose to the floor, not even looking up. If you're on your back looking up, maybe there's... Right? But to be on the floor looking down, and to have absolutely no idea how to get out of the position you're in, and to know there's absolutely no way that I can get out of this position. Absolutely no way. And only then I've given up and I've abandoned everything to him. At that point, I can start to have emunah. Because at every other stage, when I have not yet got to that position, I'm relying on something else. I'm holding on to something else for support. Whether it's a person, I'm holding on to my wife, I'm holding on to my brother-in-law who's got cash, I'm holding on to the bank, or whether it's an object, it's the bank, the cash in my bank account is going to save me, it's going to pull us out, the money in the house, the equity I've got left is going to save me, my parents finally will bail me out of this situation, the doctor, if it's a medical issue, whatever it is, if I'm not yet on the floor with my face to the dirt, it means that I'm still holding on to some other possibility that's not Hashem. And we're not built to say that, well, maybe I'm going to hold on to Hashem before I get there. Even if I've got money and even if I've got other things to rely on. So I don't need to be head, nose down in the floor. I just rely on Hashem before that point. So I don't think we're built like that. I don't think we actually do truly rely on Hashem until we've got no other option. Hashem is really the final option. But why? Because then everything else is completely cleaned out of our system. Everything else that we've tried, we know, and there's no options left. We're wholeheartedly 100% with Hashem, because there is absolutely no other option. Rav Dror has spoken about it before. He said that Rav Arif said, and I think it's the same idea, the person really can't start to make teshuvah until he's been completely crushed. Completely crushed. And then he can actually start to make teshuvah. Everything else up until then is just a practice. It's Hashem testing me to see if I could actually get up off the floor if I would put through that test. But if I can't pass the smaller tests in life, and there's no way Hashem can rub my face in the dirt and expect me to still get up and be in one piece and go to Shacharit the next morning, or ever again, frankly. It's not going to happen. I'm going to walk away at that point. So Hashem is not going to do that to me. He's not going to completely crush me until he knows I can take it. How does he know I can take it? Only through the smaller tests. The smaller tests in life, to see how we get on with it. When I spill coffee down my shirt, do I get upset? Or do I, fine, whatever. Not a problem. I can live with that. And a guy cuts me up on the road, do I get upset? Do I get angry? Whatever. His problem, not mine. I'm carrying on my life. It doesn't bother me. Guy short changes me in the supermarket. Do I get upset with myself for not counting the money, the change? The small things in life. If I pass the small tests and I show that I have some level of emunah, then Hashem can start giving me the real tests. But he can't start giving me the real stuff if I'm not going to be up for it. There's no point. It's not going to break me. Hashem doesn't want to break me. No test is meant to break me. I'm meant to be able to stand up in all the tests. So lad, if I can't stand up in the smaller tests, being happy with my wife shouts at me, complains, and I answer back. I get upset with her. What are you talking about? It's not true. Don't accept it. And then I'm not there yet. I'm not ready. I don't see Hashem. I see my wife. Kids get upset with me. I get upset, start shouting at them. I know that's not a way to speak to your father. if we want to move forward in Emunah, if we want to get to this place of knowing Hashem in all of His ways, then that's what we have to go through. It can be very testing, very difficult, but it's also very cleansing. It wipes out. We don't have to be worried anymore about all of the small problems in life. The big problems in life, tough. We've still got tests to come, but all the shtiyot of life just pass you by because they're just completely irrelevant. Someone pushes in front of you in the line. Very nice, enjoy. Nothing to do with me. Get on with your life, right? Ruin my life. Another person that can ruin his entire morning. Comes, I can't believe this guy pushed in and I've been waiting there for an hour and the whole day's broken. From some guy who doesn't even know what he did, doesn't care, and he's destroyed my life. And so too with all the other issues that we deal with in life. Right? We get saved from having to live with all that.
Is it okay to say, like, that's on him, that's his, in a way, is that judging him to say that he's going to have to answer for what he's doing to make
himself,
to calm himself down and say...
He is. Yeah, for sure he is.
He doesn't know, you have to remind him of it, but is it okay to say he's going to have to answer someday to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about this action he just did to me, so to speak? Is that...
Right. My problem is when someone pushes in the line and they shouldn't have. Clearly, right? Clearly they're just trying it on. Yeah. Right, it happens. I don't think that it's a problem to even say anything to them. However, it depends on why I'm saying it and what's it for. Once I've gone through and it doesn't bother me anymore, then I can say something to him. If I'm saying something to him because I'm angry with him, I'm upset, then I shouldn't say anything. But if I'm saying something to him because this is not right, you should know, by the way, that there's a line, and it's probably much better that you actually stick with the rules here. And I don't mind, it doesn't bother me either way. And if he says yes, or if he says no, or whatever he says back to me, he's not going to bother me, then that's fine. But if I'm upset, meaning I'm right inside, then that's my problem, right? That's my bad midot that I need to deal with. How I deal with them, it's how I deal with all of my bad midot. But that's what I have to recognize. I still need to, very much need to, understand right and wrong in the world, and to identify this is correct and this is not correct. But what I have to realize is that not on my expense, meaning not on the expense of it breaking me, upsetting me. That's Hashem showing me that I've got work to do. I get upset about something, anything.
Remind you of a bumper sticker I saw in the States many moons ago. If I get angry, I'm punishing myself for somebody else's stupidity.
Yeah, exactly. Very good. Very good. So those are, and they're the small tests. And those, right, so those are the small daily tests that Hashem kind of gives us. That's the intro class, if you like. That's a tough intro class, right? But that's the intro. Because really nothing's happened. The guy who came in front of me in the line, it's not a big deal. No one got hurt. Nothing bad happened. Right? It's relatively speaking a very small test. It's annoying. It's upsetting. It shouldn't happen, etc. But those are small tests. They're not real tests. It didn't affect me. I didn't lose anything. Lost 5 minutes of my time. But
it's just easy to get a parking ticket.
So even then, what did I lose in the parking ticket? 300 shekel? 500 shekel? That's still a small test in life.
I think that's one way of 13 years things that we discuss the land. My understanding should have a major effect.
Right. And that's the derech to the major things. Because for sure we're not going to be able to deal with the major things if we don't first practice, try out on the smaller things. That's how we're going to build, you know, so to speak, Laser uses the expression the emunah muscle, right? Like any muscle building exercise, if you don't work on it, you can't hope to lift the larger things if you're not working on the little things, right? You've got to build yourself up, and that's our emunah training, if you like, is the smaller things. And if we're not working on them, then we can't hope to move out of the little league and into the big league. Big league is to work through difficult things, difficult tests. It's not fun.
Of course, each person is different, so it's not, you can't judge a person, because you can never know one person. Uh-huh. His job might, what you see as a little test for him, it might be a big test, and it might be the other way around as well.
For sure. Some people have tests with being angry. Right? And that's like a major thing in their life, to work on that anger. And other people, anger's not really such a major issue. They were born fairly, they're born with a different temperament. Like we said last week, that's it entirely from Hashem. Hashem gave somebody a lot of anger inside to work on. Another person didn't give so much. It's not relevant for me. I'm going to face it at some point. It's one of the things I'm going to have to tick off the list when I get to it. But it's not my major purpose in life. So when we see people getting upset and angry, and we think to ourselves, I would never get angry in that situation. And it's like you're saying, it's like, correct, you would never get angry in that situation, because that's not the test Hashem gave you. It's not your test.
See that by the Akeda, Avram and Yitzhak, Akedah Yitzhak, but the real test was, doesn't say Yitzhak was being tested, it says that.
Wasn't tested at all.
Right.
He was the one who was apparently just about to be killed by his dad, right? And that was not a test for him, but it was a test for his father.
Go ahead, Dad. Tie me down good, so I don't parcel up the
korban. Yeah.
But the Avraham Avinu, that was obviously
a
test for him.
Right. Rav Ofer said that when a generation, the fourth exile is the exile of Esav. And what does that mean? It means, like we read in last week's Parsha, that he said it's the most difficult, because now the exile is within us. It's not external. Before, a lot of it was external, right? The Romans tried to make us become Christian or whatever. It was always external, right? They were trying to kill us, whatever. And now it's all happening inside us, right? Just like Esav and Yaakov were inside of Rivka fighting. Right, he said that fights within us. That when we go past a house of Avodah Zarah, idol worship, we get very excited. Right, when we go see stuff that we shouldn't see, we get very excited. We want to go after that. And when we go pick up a Gemara or a holy book, we want to go after that too. Right, we have both of that inside of us, and that's one of the reasons why this is the most difficult thing, because it's. It's decided we need to separate it out.
That is Achi Esav. Atzileni me'achi. Save me from my brother Esav. Because Esav is going all the time, we're your brother, we're helping you, we're behind you. He's behind you with a knife to stab you in the back is another matter. But as if he's your friendly brother.
Right. The Yetzer Hara always comes dressed as a friend. Never comes dressed as the enemy. Otherwise he'd run a mile. Looks like... Right, so those are our tests, and that's what all our tests are for. All our tests are fundamentally so that we can recognize Hashem. This is only you, Hashem. You're everything. When we do that, we basically destroy the Yetzer Hara ourselves with our own two hands. Why? Because there's no Yetzer Hara anymore. If there's nothing that can make me angry ever again, there's nothing that can make me upset ever again, or sad, or depressed ever again. Why? Because I see right through it. I just see Hashem. I never see the thing. I never see a Yetzer Hara. Just see Hashem in everything. And I kill the Yetzer Hara in my own two hands. Right? He just doesn't exist anymore. Doesn't exist for me, because everything that's thrown at me, I just see Hashem. This is all theory, right? To get to that level is huge. But that's the pathway that we're talking about. And every step I go down that path means that I never have to suffer with that thing again. So I've now conquered that bit, and that's gone. Can never, once, if I see that, let's say, I don't know, I've got a neighbor, and he really annoys me, upsets me, because he just drives me crazy with every 5 minutes. He's bothering me, can I borrow this, can I borrow that? I just can't stand him. He's making my life hell, and I'm not prepared to move. And he's not looking like he's moving either. He's not going anywhere either. So I'm going to have to suffer for however many years. Or I get the picture now, I work on myself, and I see Hashem. This is just Hashem testing me. And every time this guy comes and says, can I borrow your lawnmower, can I borrow your cup of flour, whatever he wants now, and he doesn't return it, and I have to go and get it. If I see Hashem, this is just a test from Hashem. It's working on my patience, working on my kindness, working on my compassion, working on my mercy, working on my impatience, and all the other negatives of those as well. My coolness, my stinginess, right, whatever he's working on. But I know this is just you, Hashem. When I get that, this guy can never bother me again. So he's going to borrow something, enjoy, I don't care, take. It's as if it's not a problem for me, it's gone. That issue just disappeared. It's still happening, in the practice it probably won't happen anymore either. Because now Hashem doesn't need to test me in that way, because I've got it. So there's no point in carrying it on. It only happened in order to teach me whatever it needed to teach me. And once I've got that lesson, the thing itself will stop. Because Hashem doesn't need to test me in that fashion. And even if it did carry on, it wouldn't bother me. What? Because I see Hashem now, I don't see a problem. Enjoy, fine, take, whatever you want, don't mind, don't bother me. So every time I do that, I'm giving myself life. I'm taking away all of my problems. That's what Hashem wants. Apart from fixing myself and getting rid of all those bad attributes as well. All I have to do is make all inverted commas. It's the hardest thing in the world, but it's the easiest thing in the world. So it doesn't involve anything. It just involves a mental switch. It involves me switching from he's bad, it's bad, you're bad, whatever it is. Or I'm bad. Usually I try and blame myself as well. Why not? Right? And switch off to it's just Hashem. And Hashem is good. This is Hashem and then it's good. So it's the easiest thing in the world. It's the hardest thing as well. To actually do that. If I don't want to do that, I'd rather be upset. I get a kick out of anger, I get whatever. I have lots of reasons why I am. I have lots of reasons I tell myself. Imaginations. But it's the easiest thing. And anyone can do it. Don't need to be a Talmid Chacham, I don't need to be learned, I don't need to be clever, I don't need to be anything. It's why anyone can get close to Hashem. It's just what's up here. I decide from now on. Hashem, that's just Hashem.
Story with the Kutzker.
Yeah.
He was closed in a room for a number of years, and one time he came out, and he says everybody was like, "Yeah, he hasn't come out of the room for a few years," and he said, "No, where's Hashem?" So first everybody thought, well, closed in the room for a long time, maybe he sort of knows what happened then. Yeah. And so finally his son or his son, I don't remember, said, "Kol ha'aretz malei kavodo." And he says, "No." And they thought, well, it's a mefurish pasuk, you know, it really shows that he, who knows what he's saying. And he said, "Hashem is where you let him in." And he went back into the room and closed it down. If you want to let him in, Hashem wants to be there.
Right. So, our job is to get to that ultimate place, but one step at a time. To take one piece at a time. So, homework, anybody wants homework, is to take one thing that's really bothering us. Person, an issue, myself, something about me that I just don't like about myself. something about my wife that I don't like, such a thing could ever be, right? Something about a person that annoys me. Just one small thing. And decide on that small thing, I'm only going to see Hashem. That small thing, I'm going to just see it's from Hashem, know it's good, and work on that one small thing. If I manage to do that, it's going to be the greatest gift, because I'm going to show myself, convince myself, and understand very well, practically, that it works. I'm going to see that I just cleaned that up. And from there, I can go huge distances. But let's start with one thing and see where it takes us. Hashem. Oh. Thank you.